Hello and thanks for watching Proactive New York. Tudos Medical says its Provista Diagnostics lab is to provide PCR-based monkeypox testing for clients in New Jersey. Joining with more is Tudos CEO Gerald Kimishiong. Gerald, very good to speak with you today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So this is quite key since the U.S. Has declared this a public health emergency at the moment. So how quickly will you be starting with the testing?
We expect to be starting in the next couple of weeks. So, you know, we have the necessary pieces in-house. We are in validation now. Obviously, we want to make sure we get right appropriate limits of detection. And we're doing a lot of work to correlate the lesion-based testing with the saliva-based testing, which we think is going to be extremely, extremely important as we move forward. So, you know, first test should be out in a couple of weeks. And then after that, how long does it take the CDC to really authorize saliva testing? We're not sure, but we don't think it'll take very long given the scope of the outbreak.
I mean, you're starting this in New Jersey. Will you be expanding it to other areas?
Yeah. So New Jersey just happens to be where our first clients are from. You know, as you know, we do have an office in New York, and one of our salespeople has a lot of relationships in New York and New Jersey, and that's where the bulk of our COVID samples come from now. So some of those relationships around the COVID samples are allowing us to get early access to monkeypox samples. And we expect that trend to continue. Many of the people that we are currently servicing for COVID are looking for monkeypox. And additionally, there are a lot of smaller labs that we supply their PCR reagents through our Corona Diagnostics. They actually don't want to do the monkeypox testing themselves because they don't have the, you know, automation and infrastructure and personnel to be able to deal with it. So that's something we can handle on their behalf. So we expect more reference lab agreements also.
Okay. Gerald, this, of course, follows news on Friday. You announced the first commercial patient samples for long COVID, and you're in a partnership with the Merrimune on that. You've received those first samples. What's the significance of this?
Well, the significance is that in the long COVID community, there's a real dearth of diagnostic tests that people can use, one, to prove that they have long COVID, and two, to figure out what interventions they may be able to take as a result of the long COVID they face that could result in benefit. And really figuring out that puzzle, you know, which supplements or therapies to give to which patients at which time is something that is very challenging, difficult to do without biomarkers. And so what we've done is we've aggregated the most comprehensive set of biomarkers that have been associated with long COVID. We do want to add a few more. And so we, you know, some very important ones as well. So we are on the lookout to add a few. And then over time, as we get more and more patient samples, we expect to whittle down that number of biomarkers to the key ones that are affected by interventions. For us, with our Tolovid product, what's interesting now is we're probably going to start to get more stable supply of samples against which to test the hypotheses that have been generated from our case study series, which is that in long COVID, many patients are not producing neutralizing antibodies. And as a result of not producing neutralizing antibodies, even if they're responding to Tolovid over time, if that does not cause them to create neutralizing antibodies, they may want to take neutralizing antibody type products such as AstraZeneca's EUA authorized Evusheld, which has been reported to be dramatically underutilized in the United States for immune compromised patients. What we're finding is that in long COVID is in fact the first time many of these immune compromised patients are realizing that they are immune compromised. And as a result of not understanding that status, they don't know that they're eligible for Evusheld. And what we've also found in certain patients is that, you know, Tolovid on its own can increase neutralizing antibodies. And that's probably because those are in patients that have intact immune system, but their immune system is being held back by COVID. So being able to distinguish, you know, patients who take Tolovid and then develop neutralizing antibodies after being on Tolovid for a period, that's extremely important. So we can monitor that. And then it's also important to do the same monitoring and then seeing that certain patients do not develop neutralizing antibodies, even though they have symptomatic benefits. So some of those patients, what we found is that you know, they benefit while on Tolovid, probably because the virus is not replicating, and then they get off Tolovid and they start to deteriorate. and they get back onto Olivet, they get better. Combining that with a product like Evusheld, which could help them clear the virus on top of Tolovid, could be quite valuable. So we think that could, in fact, be the first combo that we see in long COVID based upon biomarkers. And that could have a huge impact for a large percentage of the patients who have long COVID.
So what are the next steps here, Gerald?
The next steps are to keep getting more data. The larger the data sets, the more we'll understand. And then to, over time, whittle down in order to really look at the biomarkers that are being most impacted to tell us, you know, what's happening. And that's going quite well. So, you know, the effort initially was to make sure all the logistics worked. So you can go to any Quest Diagnostic Service Center in the country, get your blood drawn. That blood drawn is then sent to AmeriMune. There's obviously a process and a protocol for that. As that scales up, we expect to get a lot more patient samples. And as we get a lot more patient samples, we expect to get a lot more data. And that's really how we expect to add value to Tolovid, our dietary supplement. But also, we think it's just a tremendous opportunity, not just for our product, but for other, you know, complementary products to gather data. And so we do expect over time, there may be, you know, partnerships, data capturing partnerships with Big Pharma and others that really want access to the data set that we're building.
Gerald, I hope you'll keep us abreast on any developments, both with that and also, of course, with the monkeypox testing. But thanks so much for updating us today.
Thank you very much.
Gerald Kimishyong is the CEO of Turus Medical.